Hey, everybody, and thanks so much for listening to the sixth episode of As Inc. What As Inc is we do improv form called The Bat, which is a long-form improv piece that's sometimes referred to as Improv in the Dark or Herald in the Dark, but you can just think of it as an improvised radio play. This week, playing with As Inc is...
Alex Batham.
Nathan Turner.
Michael Minto, and I'd like to dedicate this one to Miley Cyrus.
All right, you've done that before.
Not Miley Cyrus.
And I'm Chris George. So in a few moments, we're going to take a suggestion from our bowl of suggestions, and then we're going to go for about 25 to 30 minutes or so, and that's going to be our improv piece. So, Nathan, would you like to take a suggestion?
I would love to. Thank you. And this is Suggestion Bowl again. No. He gets carried away.
Yeah. Okay. And our suggestion is...
Sadie Hawkins dance.
All right. The suggestion is Sadie Hawkins dance. So this is the bat for this week. And lights down.
I wonder if I'm going to get asked out.
Oh, man. If Molly Sadie doesn't ask me out, I don't know what I'm going to do.
I mean, what's the point of going if you're not going to go with somebody that you really like?
I'd be happy if just any girl asked me.
Yeah. They got eyelashes that are beautiful.
I know a lot about girls, too.
Yeah. Like, their eyelashes.
I don't even want to go. No one's going to ask me.
And their smells.
And those dresses that they wear on Sadie Hawkins. Oh, that's the night they really cut loose.
Last year, Myrna wore this dress, and it had eyelashes on it. Oh.
Yeah, Sadie Hawkins is the biggest dance of the year for girls, because it's the one where they take charge for once.
And it's the one time the bass isn't so loud that I can't hear anything.
So, who do you guys want to ask you out? I know you said somebody.
Sylvia.
Sylvia?
Yeah. She's the apple of my eye. I'm pretty sure that's a phrase that I learned in math class.
You wonder why it's the apple, though, sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
Because the apple isn't the most tasty fruit.
Yeah, well, Sadie Hawkins isn't the most influential dance of the year either.
No, that's true. Prom is the most influential dance of the year.
But prom doesn't really have a significant court. Homecoming's probably the most influential out of the school.
Well, prom has queen and king.
But homecoming has people that come back from generations past
and,
to show off how
and,
they support.
And homecoming sets the mood for the entire year. Prom just, you know, it's just whatever at the end.
Right, prom's the big blowout.
Let's not forget about winter formal, guys. Winter formal is the one time people severely dress up to the best of their ability.
Well,
and it's winter. Everybody's down.
Yeah, well, that's why we have the dance, to make everyone feel better again.
We need it then more than ever.
Exactly.
Let's not forget about the spring fling, because that's the one where suddenly you can be in short skirts because the weather started to turn.
Mm. That is the bastard child of dances. That is like the Valentine's Day of school dances.
But it is the sexiest.
Yeah.
Well, of course it's sexiest.
Like, I mean, Valentine's Day. Well, yeah. Second to the Viennese waltz. I've got to say that the Viennese waltz...
That was one year out
I know.
Of 40 years at our high school.
Well, exactly. That's true, but it was last year. I mean, the chess team is trying to make a, you know, a tradition out
it didn't. Of it. It didn't... Nobody had a lot of fun. It wasn't as... It
yeah,
wasn't
I
as
had
much.
Fun.
Well, yeah.
You had fun at every dance.
Yeah.
You know, the
well,
one
that's because I can dance.
The
Gilbert.
One I did not care for was the Halloween dance.
Mm.
Because
what?
I had no idea whether or not we were supposed to just be dressed in, like going out dancing clothes, or were we supposed to go in a costume?
No,
what was the deal?
And then everyone dresses like Michael Jackson in Thriller.
Exactly. You're supposed to do that. We had a whole,
suit.
We had this whole Thriller dance choreographed. We were going to do it. It was going to be fun.
I didn't think we were...
A costume.
But we didn't decide what the costume was. I just showed up in a white shirt and black pants and a pumpkin tie.
I came dressed as a pimple and asked people to pop me, and nobody would.
How is that even appropriate?
Guys,
I was Falcor.
Hey, Hey guys, good news. I got the last ticket to Sadie Hawkins.
The what? What? The when? What?
Hey, Tom? Hi.
Hey. Hey, Stacy.
Stacy, yeah, Stacy from biology.
From biology, biology, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
you're always
English.
I see. You're always up front, right?
Right, yeah. Well, I'm, I'm always up front. So, hey, good game the other weekend.
Oh, thank you.
At the football event.
What can I say? Being a water boy is really fulfilling.
You did good, though. Everyone seemed super hydrated.
Yes.
And very morally supported.
Well, yeah, I mean, 80% of the body is composed of water, so.
But you were keeping it up there. You did not let it dip below 79.
You're really good at compliments, Stacey.
Stop. Oh, that was the first bell. So.
Oh yeah, I gotta get to class.
Wait! Oh no! Wait!
Yeah. Yeah. What's up?
Are you? I don't even know. Are you like maybe? Are you going with anybody to the? I mean, if you are, it's cool. It's okay if you are. But if you already have a date, but if you don't, to the Sadie Hawkins dance. I mean, if you already have a date, don't worry about it. It's not a big deal. I just thought, if you didn't have a date, and I don't have a date, because I don't have a date. But if you didn't have a date, and I don't have a date, which I don't, then maybe we could go together to it.
Yeah, I'm going with Jimmy, my boyfriend.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome for you and Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
So, hey, Tom.
Hey.
Hey, man, we're going to be late for chemistry.
Yeah, sure, Jimmy. All right, well...
Here, I'll take your books. I'll be over there. See you in class.
You're so sweet. Well, Stacy, I'm sorry I can't help you out.
Don't, no, it's not a big deal. Don't worry about it.
I was fairly open and honest about
it. No, there probably were signs, and I just didn't see them for whatever reason.
Yeah, I'm wearing a skin-tight leotard.
Oh, okay, wow. All right, that's cool.
I mean...
I better go
before
the second bell rings.
Okay, well, good luck. I hope you find somebody to go to the dance with.
Me too.
Really wish I could have helped you out there.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, bye!
Kevin, we're gonna need... We need more bass. We need more bass in this one, okay? You can't just... This is... It's Funky Town. We need bass. You're not even playing.
Yo, man, I'm the one with the bass, all right? I decide what gets played and how it gets played, man.
Yeah, well, come on. This is a group effort. We're gonna...
Come on, group effort, man.
It's your first gig. Come on, you need to help.
Yo, first gig, I need to help doing my part, right? Why you coming at me all hot when you haven't even set up all the amps yet? Right, I got monitors, right? I can hear myself. I'm definitely on monitors. But I ain't got surround sound right now. Half the people can't hear my stuff like it's surrounding them. They sound like I'm on stage.
What? You are on stage.
Right, but I want it to sound like I'm all around them, you know? Like they in a sea of me. Just oos, but all around them.
Kevin, we don't have the budget for this.
Man, budget? Just smudge it, man. You said you gonna make it happen. You wanna think big? You play big.
Kevin, we... Okay, all right, I'll see what I can do. I'll see what I can do.
Ladies, what's going on over here? We need to set up for this Sadie Hawkins dance.
Oh, it's I'm
going
sorry. On to,
yeah.
I'm sorry, Mr. Henderson, I'm sorry. We're working on it. We're doing sound check. We're sound checking.
Yeah, well, it doesn't sound like you're doing sound check because I'm standing over there trying to go off of my checklist.
Yo, that's what I'm saying, Darnell Henderson. Give me a half of this. What's up?
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I'm you sorry. Ain't that I'm great sorry. Either, okay?
Hell yeah, because man, I can't be heard.
360. Yeah, right. Look, nobody wants to listen to you, okay? No, look,
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I'm ready. I'm here to listen to your excuse, so...
Okay, I'm trying to... We're trying to get through sound check. We just need to, We're just trying to mix levels.
Well, if you want to do sound check, I think a good place to start is doing sound check.
That's what I'm saying, Mr. Hennessy. Yo, Darnell.
No, I'm not going to. I don't high five. I'm not going to do that again.
All right, I'll keep it up there, man. Just waiting on it.
Yeah, you keep it up there, right? That's what I'm whatever, talking about. Okay. Stay all right, up. Look, I'm a multi-billionaire. Okay, I run about 60 different businesses, and I sit on the board of these businesses. Okay, and I've never in my entire life seen such rank amateurism. I'm seeing right now.
Thanks, okay, man. I assume that's a compliment, man, because we've been mixing these beats, and he's supposed to be hooking up the sound, you know, and I'm doing my part.
I need you to do the sound right now because my yacht is about to come and pick me up, okay?
All right,
and I'm going to the Cayman Islands.
Okay.
Okay, for the weekend. And I need to know that everything here is going to be okay.
Oh, man, we're your boys, right?
Yeah, we'll be fine. We're just going through the last bit of it. We have, like, maybe 2 minutes left.
We just have it on hierarchical differences, you know what I'm saying? Yo, high five, right?
No, I told you I'm not going to high five your hand again.
Okay, I'll just touch your elbow like that. That's it.
That was horrible. Okay, so can I trust you now to do the damn sound check?
Yes, sir.
Look, if I get bad marks on this, then I will never do another Sadie Hawkins dance again, and that is about 75% of my income.
Yo, that's what I'm talking about, Darnell.
Then
you blew it.
I'm sorry.
You blew it.
I blew it. You're the one not even working on soundcheck. You're the one that's not even.
Yeah, I'll be in the fucking trailer mixing beats.
Trailer.
AKA my Jetta.
Pete, dude, this dance is gonna be off the hook, dog.
Yeah, off. It's not going to be on a hanger.
No, it is not. Dude, I got a hotel room, all right? Afterwards, me and Jessica, we might go back. We might, you know...
Watch TV, cable.
No, man. We're going to go to that hotel room, and we're going to, you know...
Jump on the beds, because you can't at home.
We're going to be doing something on the bed, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to...
Yeah.
We're going to be getting all up in that. Right?
Under the covers.
Right.
Yeah.
Under the covers.
Yeah. With the high thread count sheets that your mom won't buy for you.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, I'm not really concerned about the sheets, you know.
Why not, Paul? They're comfy.
Dude, if I'm there in a hotel room with Jessie, I mean, we've been dating for 2 months already. I mean, she's got to give it up.
Does she have something of yours?
Well, I'm gonna take something of hers. You know what I'm saying?
I think that's stealing. She's not giving it to you. I mean, it's
well. I mean, she's gonna. I'm not gonna take it from her. It's not gonna. I'm not gonna like rape her. But you know, she's gonna give it up to me.
She's gonna be purple.
What? No.
Grape.
No.
What?
No.
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 Okay. I thought you were saying her dress was gonna be purple.
No. We're gonna have sex.
What?
Yes.
Yeah, like for real?
Yes, for real.
Like, people do that? That's not just in the movies?
No, that's a thing that people do.
Really?
Yes.
Why was I not told?
I think everybody just kind of knows, right? I mean, we have health class. You have the internet.
Yeah.
I know you have the internet.
I thought that was just funny.
You thought that was funny?
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous.
That's not... I mean, it's
why
not...
Why would you want to put that in there? I mean, it's just...
Because it's awesome.
Are you sure? Have you ever...
Well, I've never done it before,
then
but
how do you know?
Supposed to be awesome.
How do you know there's not teeth in there?
I mean, there's not teeth in there.
Have you studied one up close?
Again, I point back to health class and the internet.
But have you actually felt it?
No.
Okay, then how can you tell me that Jessica doesn't have teeth in there?
Why would she have teeth inside her vagina?
I don't know. Didn't you see that movie Teeth?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, that was hilarious.
No.
I can't believe that...
Made me cringe the whole time. Okay, what are you gonna do? What are you and Mary gonna do
we're
after
gonna,
the dance?
We're gonna go to Denny's and get a Grand Slam.
And that's it.
Yeah.
You're just going to go to Denny's. You're going to get the Grand Slam.
Yeah.
You're going to take her home.
Yeah.
And then that's going to be
it. And then I'm going to come in her face.
What?
Yeah, that's what you do.
When?
When you jerk it in her face.
No, no, I mean, when are you going to jerk off in her face?
Whenever, at the dance, afterwards, probably at least 6 times that night.
You're going to jerk off in her face 6 times?
I want to rock. Ba-bum-bum, ba-bum-bum. I want to rock.
Call
rock.
For Mary.
Ba-bum-bum. Oh, sorry, here.
Rock.
Hey, Mary. Hey, Mary, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
No, not a lot. I'm just hanging out with Paul.
Oh, cool. Hey, listen, Pete.
Yeah?
About Sadie Hawkins.
Uh-huh.
Now, I was thinking, you and me, we could go to Red Lobster, you know, kind of break off from the group, because they're going to be, you know, at Yard House. And so I figured okay. It's right next door, so you and me can kind of have a, like, private romantic dinner while everyone else is doing the whole party scene, you know?
Okay. Yeah. It's up.
And I just really wanted to, you know, tell you I'm ready for us to get, you know, all up in that. You know, you know what I mean?
Like, all up in Red Lobster?
Well,
like, you know, go inside Red Lobster?
Well, of course.
To eat? Yeah.
We'll go inside.
And that sounds good. Yeah, okay.
And we'll, you know, get all up in that.
In like, the tank?
Let's just say after Red Lobster, on our way back to the limo, I wouldn't mind if you took some time aside and got all up in that.
Wait, you said on the way to the limo.
Oh, my mom's coming. I gotta go.
Oh.
All right, ladies. All right. All right. So, your dream list, top 3 hottest guys in school, go. I know, right?
Do it. Easily.
Do it.
Jason.
Oh, no.
Jason.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come
so
on.
Gross.
He's got the broadest chin.
Ew.
Gross. He's got that thing on his face. The little
he's,
oh, it's like a mole or something. Ew.
Have you seen his armpits?
Yeah.
Swamps.
I love
all
it.
The time.
It's so manly. It's
okay.
Like he's
so
like Russell Crowe.
All right, yeah, and so I should say I sit next to him in anatomy and
oh
physiology.
My God, lucky slut.
Okay, no, he
no.
will open mm-hmm. up his book to that women anatomy chapter and just like, I don't even think about what he's
oh,
thinking
he's
about when he's
so
looking at
so forward. I love that about him though. He's
besides a... Gretchen, he smells like Doritos and feet.
All the time.
Yeah.
But that's testosterone just leading.
That's not testosterone.
It's not testosterone.
Does not smell like Doritos.
It doesn't smell like
no, not at all.
Okay, off of Gretchen. Off of Gretchen.
Okay.
All right.
Who's next?
Okay.
Nina. Nina.
Lars.
Lars.
Ew.
I mean, well,
there's talk about something lanky.
No,
he's
not
so tall.
Hey, well,
hey,
he is smart.
Have you heard his
yeah.
accent?
Yes.
Have you heard it?
Yes.
Yeah, that's all yeah. I can hear. I can't understand a word except the
oh
accent.
Oh my
it's
god.
Like accent. Every time
oh my god. Accent me in the vagina. Oh my god.
Well, I'm not going to say no to Lars, but I don't want to say yes either. It's
yeah.
a strange...
Yeah, you kind of want to, like, well, as a last resort, you know.
Last
like,
resort?
Alicia,
well,
I think about your future.
Like
if
nobody
I mean,
asks.
If he marries you, you're going to have to, like, sacrifice a goat or
I'm
something,
not,
or whatever it is that they
oh,
do.
I'm not looking to marry him, you know, for now.
Oh, you are such a slut.
Shut
Alicia.
Up.
Such a slut.
Have
slut.
Self
just
respect.
Sleep with him?
Okay, okay.
No,
off of Alicia.
No,
off of Alicia.
Off
you
of
are,
Alicia.
You need
off,
to cool
we're
off,
done.
Slut.
Oh, my God. Oh,
jeez. Shame. I feel ashamed for you.
Okay.
Fuck you.
All right. Come on. Out with it. Come on.
I kind of have a
Let's
thing.
Let's go, Beth.
For Magnus.
Ew.
What?
What are you talking about?
He's
so totally
quiet.
Hot.
He just doesn't.
Yeah.
Like, so quiet.
That means
yeah.
he thinks.
Feel.
He doesn't like. He's a thinker.
Yeah, thinks about how to
he
take out a human race.
Anything.
Haven't you even seen Bowling for Columbine?
Have you?
It's so that.
And he has those weird rape eyes.
Well,
two of them.
Yeah, but it's
yeah,
kinda,
they're just
kinda
hot.
No. What do you mean it's kind of?
Well, it's kind of hot.
It
I feel like
hot.
At any moment he's just gonna.
And you
grab
like,
me
and you're judging me for Lars.
Yeah, that's you shouldn't want that.
No.
You don't want that.
That's...
Well, what do you mean? A girl wants what a girl wants.
Oh, come on, please. A girl wants... You just want him because he's forceful and domineering like your father.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine.
And if I wasn't on my period, I would definitely be with him right now.
Well, that's good that you're at least holding out for the period to be over. But, I mean, you obviously need to get your priorities straight because a guy like that, and he's a serious fixer-upper.
Yeah.
Beth, we're just looking out.
Yeah, but he said he didn't mind my vagina teeth.
No buts! I'm sorry.
But he said he didn't mind.
Off of Beth.
Off of Beth. Yes, done. We are done.
Louisa.
Your turn.
Yes. Finally, it's like, who do you think is the hottest?
Alicia, get your hands off of her. Let her give her
stop it.
We want to know.
Just get off my nipples.
I'm trying to coax you into telling us. Come on.
I will start a pillow fight right now if you do not tell me who you like.
Okay, alright, fine. Alright. It's kind of a weird choice. It's kind of a weird choice, but Carl. Oh my god.
I'm sorry.
God.
Just his name.
Brett.
I'm sorry, wait.
Just his name.
But he's so funny.
Beth, come here, it's okay.
What? He's so funny.
Did you say Carl?
Carl.
I'm sorry. Cover your ears, Beth. Cover your ears.
I get.
I'll cover your ears for you. Did you say Carl?
Yes.
I forgot to cover the left ear.
Oh, God. My mom is going to be so upset, Beth.
I'm sorry. Gross. Stop saying the name.
Louisa?
It hurts.
But he's funny.
Louisa?
He's funny.
Louisa, you listen to me right now.
What?
And I'm going to say this once.
What?
This is your house.
Right.
Comma, I'm not done. Listen to me.
Okay, I'm listening.
Get out.
Of my own house?
The fuck out.
I said I'm going to say this
Carl.
Once.
Stop it!
Hey, Bill, hi.
Hey, hi, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great.
That is fantastic. Just, you know, that's fantastic.
Got math.
Nancy,
yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah. Yeah, good job at the game on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
That was really good.
Thanks.
Good game.
I was, you know, just line.
Mm-hmm.
The,
yeah, you line backed
the measuring.
It.
Yeah, I backed it.
You backed up that line all the way from one end of the field to the other.
Yeah. Oh.
Cool. Yeah.
Stacy?
Yeah. So listen, I don't know if you already have like a date or anything or a thing. Like, I don't know if you have anything because I don't have anything. I don't have anything. But if you have something, if you don't have something because I don't have anything, then I was thinking maybe we could go to the Sadie Hawkins dance together.
Okay.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah.
Hey,
what's
going on? It's me, Thomas.
Hey, Thomas. How's it going?
Not bad. Hey.
Yeah.
You mind if I miss your neck.
Oh, okay, yeah. Come here. I was planning on going with Thomas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Stacy.
Hey, Thomas.
Yeah.
How's it going?
It's good. How are you?
It tickles.
Sorry, I haven't shaved. I'm good, Stacy. Sorry to ignore you.
That's cool. Yeah. I understand.
So, I mean, you...
Hey, guys, I gotta run to English class, all right?
Okay.
I'll see you later.
We'll see you, Thomas.
Hey, give me a mouth one.
Okay.
All
right.
Bye, Thomas.
See ya.
So, is that all you wanted? You didn't want the notes?
No, I'm good with the notes. I'm good with the notes. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm good with them. Thank you, though. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I didn't... Sorry. I gotta go. I gotta go before the bell rings.
Okay.
I'll see you in Driver's Ed.
All right. I'll see you then.
Okay.
All right.
All right, bye.
Oh, yeah. This shit is tits. Right. So... Yeah, so we're gonna set up the sound equipment, right? Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? Am I the only person here?
Yeah, can you unplug your microphone?
Play some fucking music!
Yeah, I'm getting to it. Settle down. Alright,
You've been listening to music on your headphones for the last 25 minutes.
I know, I'm trying to warm up.
Is this a dance or what?
Yeah, we're gonna get to the music. Everybody settle down, okay?
Come on, I wanna fucking
dance already!
Yeah, alright.
Hurry it up!
Here, I'm getting to it! Alright. This is my bumping ass rhyme.
Stop introing and play something!
Alright, here it goes. This is the number one hit right here.
Okay, you're still introing!
I get it.
Yesterday.
Okay, you're just singing a cappella.
Seems so far.
You're not even playing.
Song sucks.
We've been waiting for fucking 30 minutes now.
Yeah, I know. I thought I'd start off with something, you know, everybody's familiar with. Okay?
That song is like 3 generations old.
Play yeah, Bieber. You're right. Bieber.
It stands the test of time. All right, guys. All right.
Katy Perry.
Alright.
Lady Gaga!
Yeah, alright.
The format!
Oh, God, you know what? That's it.
Format?
You make your own music.
Serious?
I'm out of here. You
Whoa.
Make your own music.
Well, what gives you the right to walk out on us?
Yeah, we paid you!
Look, I don't come here for demands to be made on me, okay? I come here to be artful, to be truthful, and I get you friggin' yahoos.
Play something!
Jesus Christ, anything!
Yeah, alright, here's some polka.
You're just doing a cappella polka!
This actually isn't bad.
Yeah. Come here.
At least it's danceable.
Alright, so,
yeah?
Post dance wrap up. What did we get done?
You first.
Okay. So, we went back to the hotel.
Yeah.
And we got naked.
Okay.
And I had sex.
You. What about the teeth?
There were none.
Are you. You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Cause I'm pretty sure that they're supposed to be teeth. So you may want to get her checked out at the doctor.
Well, maybe she's a good one then. Maybe she's one of the good ones in that she doesn't have teeth.
What?
I don't think they're supposed to have teeth, dude.
That's defective.
That's effective. That's
I wanna rock!
Call from Mary.
Oh, one sec. Hey, Mary.
Hey.
Mary, I'm just talking with Paul.
Oh, you're talking with Paul?
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't know this was a bad time. I could just call you.
No, it's fine. What's up?
Are you sure you haven't?
You want me to put you on speaker?
No,
it's fine.
Okay.
No, I'll put you on speaker.
No, I just...
Hey, Mary.
Hey.
Paul's here, too.
Hey, Paul.
Hey.
How's it going?
It's good. How are you?
I'm great. We had such a good time last night, didn't we?
Yeah. We got into sheets, and then we got all up on the fourth floor of the hotel.
Yeah, I mean, I just wanted to thank you for, you know, getting all up in it.
All up in the fourth floor?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And also getting all up in it.
In the bed.
Maybe this isn't a conversation I should be here for.
No,
it's fine, Paul. It's fine.
I can leave.
Paul,
it's not a big
it's
deal.
Fine.
Okay.
Paul, it's fine.
All right.
Paul,
it's
listen.
Fine. Yes.
He got all up in it.
Okay. Yeah, we were actually just talking about this, so that's
oh, you
that's
were?
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't tell me. You should have called me. I love talking about this.
I didn't. No,
but
it's
a guy.
He was talking about how. Jessica's vagina doesn't have teeth.
Okay.
Whoa, excuse me?
Yeah.
You're talking about vaginas?
He was, I wasn't.
Oh my god.
He was.
I completely misread you.
No, it,
oh.
Okay.
Memory, are they talking about vaginas?
No, Mom. I swear.
I thought I heard you say vagina.
No, I said angina. His uncle has angina.
Okay, because we do not use that word in this
house. No, we don't, Mom.
Okay.
I'm amazed you use it even in reference to itself. Mary out. Consider our relationship completely disintegrated.
Dude, I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry.
Seriously?
I'm sorry.
See, sex brings nothing but hardship. Why the fuck are you doing this?
I...
What is wrong with
you? You said you got all up in that.
I came in her face in a hotel room on her bed.
That's not getting all up in that.
I got all up in the fourth floor in room 427, all up in the bed in the great thousand thread count sheets, and then I came all up in her face. Okay?
But that's not traditionally what getting all up in that means. I thought you had done it.
Done it? I did do it. No, I came in her face.
Sex.
Sex.
You put your penis in her vagina. You pumped two times, and then you came.
Oh, but I don't know.
Call from Jessica.
Hold on.
Oh, but I don't you
know. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, baby.
How's it going?
It's good. How are you? Such a good time last night.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. And, I was just wondering what you're up to. What are you doing?
Me and Pete are just, chilling.
You're with Pete?
Yeah, we're just hanging out.
I'm just gonna say this. I know I've said it before, but I do not like him.
Well, it's cool. I mean, but he's my friend. I've known him
since third
grade.
Yeah, I know he's your friend. All right, but we share something deeper than you do with him.
Well, yeah. I mean, he doesn't have a vagina, so...
No, he doesn't.
Right. It's... Baby, it's cool.
All right. I mean, I just don't think that I like the influence that he has on you.
What influence?
I don't know. You were... Well, I was... When we were sleeping last night, you started to talk in your sleep.
Okay.
And you were saying something about teeth in a place, and I can only think that that is coming out of his brain.
Okay, well,
through your mouth.
To be fair, though, I was pleasantly surprised to find that you did not have teeth inside your vagina.
Just tell her that's like...
Hey,
it
Pete,
like
you're not helping.
Effective.
You're not
did
helping.
Did you just say teeth inside my vagina in front of him?
Yes.
Honey, did you just say teeth and vagina?
No, Dad. No.
You not say that word in this house.
I know. I just say his uncle has angina and...
Oh, my God. Tell him condolences.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, honey.
Yeah, all right.
Upstairs, dinner's almost ready.
Yeah. My dad almost killed me.
Okay, I'm sorry.
And this is not my fault. This is your fault. You were saying teeth vagina.
You didn't say teeth vagina, did you?
No, Dad.
Because I got the steak knives right here.
No, Dad. It was angina.
Okay, tell him again. Double condolences. I'm really sorry about his angina's uncle.
That is it. You are getting me in so much trouble.
Baby.
No,
baby.
Don't baby me.
Baby.
Don't baby me. You keep on saying that is it. That is
what?
It. I've had it up to
Sweetie.
Here with you.
Sweetie.
No, we're through.
Sweetie.
We're through. I'm out.
Tired of getting diseases confused with one another?
Are you tired of having a general lack of knowledge about medicine?
Do you confuse body parts with... names for illnesses?
Is your left nipple 3.5 feet long?
Do you always smell bananas, even in inappropriate times? Do you think arthritis is a sexual position?
Do you think that chiropractors are something you stick in your butt?
Do you have the appetite of an elephant but the stomach of a dwarf?
Do you think non-Hodgkin's lymphoma is a mutated baby?
Do you eat out more than 3 times a day?
Have you ever had acid reflux?
Do you think a duodenum means 2 people penetrating you simultaneously?
Do some scapulas resemble small baby sparrows to you?
Does biology sound like a 4-letter word?
Do you have no idea which is bigger out of the small intestine or the large intestine?
Are wrists confusing?
What is a neck?
Which number, 3 or 4?
How much is too much hair?
Ears, what do they do?
Sex and diseases can be confusing. But here at sexdiseases.com, we're willing to give you any information you might need on the matter.
Just call, and one of our wonderfully smart and intelligent doctors will answer any and all of your questions.
Yes, I am Dr. Sex Diseases.
The name is completely incidental. I felt called into this work. And I work here at,
Sexdiseases.com.
Sexdiseases.com. And I can tell you that sexual diseases do, in fact, exist.
And I'm his wife, Mrs. Sex Diseases. And I testify that I've learned everything I ever wanted to know about sexual diseases.
As a matter of fact, between the two of us, we have 16 sexually transmitted diseases. So we can tell you firsthand that sexual diseases do, in fact,
and in my case, secondhand.
Yeah, so it's kind of itching down here, and it's got like a rash, and it's like little bumps.
Ah, yes. Well, you have what we in the medical community call a sexual disease.
Ah, that explains it.
I can't remember things lately. Sometimes I think my newspaper is not my newspaper.
That is textbook sexual disease.
I've been, it's been... It feels like I'm a dragon, but out of my penis.
I think you may have some sort of head cold.
I have like an ear where my belly button should be.
Yep, that is one of two known sexual diseases.
Oh. I was kidnapped, and people took my lung to sell on the black market, and the other one is riddled with disease now.
Congratulations, you'd be a good candidate for sexual diseases.
Thank you.
My hair has a mind of its own, and it likes to hug people until they stop wiggling.
That I have not heard of before. Can I make a plaster model of you?
Yeah?
I like to burn things. I like to watch them burn when I burn them.
Do you burn things during sex?
I've never had sex.
Well, that is definitely a sexually transmitted disease.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Hi, Mr. Sex Disease. This is Carl from Capital One. You've overdrafted your credit card.
That's probably because I have a sexual disease, Carl.
So come visit us at sexualdiseases.com.
Call sexualdiseases.com!
Sexualdiseases.com!
Hey, Gilbert. Gilbert, hi. Hi.
Hey, what's going on, Stacy? How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Great.
How are you?
Hey, I wanted to tell you, really good job on your monologue scene last week in drama class.
Thank you.
You're really getting better.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You were really good.
Thanks.
Yeah, Gilbert, you were really good in the game on Friday. It was super, super good.
Thanks. I mean, I've been trying to get better. Z-back is not the easiest position to play.
Right.
But, I mean, I'm filling in the gaps wherever they come up.
All right, look, no more beating around the fucking bush here, all right? Do you want to go to Sadie Hawkins' dance with me or not?
I mean,
yes or no right now? I'm going to lay
hello, how are you doing today?
Hey, Raul. Just a second, Raul. Stacy, to be frank, I'm a little off-put that you asked me so aggressively.
Okay, look, all right, to be fair, you're, like... the 50th guy I've asked, and the previous 49 have all had boyfriends already, and I really need a date for Sadie Hawkins.
Hold on. What the fuck, Stacy? You're fucked up, alright? I've been waiting for you to ask me for 2 weeks, and you come up to me and aggressively ask me, telling me I'm the 50th guy you've asked, and that's the only reason you're asking me out?
Maybe I should go.
No, it's okay, Raul. I'll just be a second. You can stay. It's fine.
Okay, get up. I'll be standing right over here.
Okay.
You come, and I... Okay.
Raul, hold on. Your backpack's open.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry, Gilbert.
You're sorry?
I'm sorry.
Stacy, I've had a crush on you for 3 months now. And the last couple weeks, I was hoping to God. I thought you were just talking to my football buddies because you wanted to ask me out. And now I find out because you come up here and yell in my face that I have to answer your question about going to Sadie Hawkins or not. Well, fuck you, Stacy. Fuck you and your chauvinistic ways.
What? I have been turned down 49 times by the entire varsity football team, including the water boy and the guy who paints lines on the football field.
So what, you come up to me and ask me aggressively because you just assume that I'm probably gay?
Yes. Yes, actually.
You know, Stacy, I can't believe I actually liked you. Bro.
Yes?
Let's get out of here.
Yes, okay, Gilbert.
Okay, wait. Just for clarification, is Raul your boyfriend?
Fuck you, Stacy. Let's go, Raul.
That's a yes. That is so a yes.
We're not boyfriends. We're just experimenting.
Yes, kiss me gingerly.
Of course. Well, that dance was a complete failure, Darnell. We immediately regret hiring you to staff and produce this Sadie Hawkins dance.
Yeah, so I just want to say that that was not my fault. I had nothing to do with that. Look, okay, I made a couple of mistakes in hiring these two idiots that set up the sound system, so...
I'm sorry, those two idiots are our audio tech professionals.
Yeah, well, they know good, okay?
They know good, Dardale?
They couldn't find their way out of a wet paper bag. All right.
I don't really know what you mean by that, Darnell, but you assured me that I would have nothing but the highest audio quality and the highest turnout that we'd ever had if I hired you to produce this.
Yeah, all right. This is an X600 series. I gave you, like, the best equipment that is on the market, okay?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, that's, like, the best thing out there. I spent, like, $15 million. On this.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and call bullshit on that, Darnell, because the invoice that you showed us that was an $150 model that you purchased at Best Buy, and the receipt you showed us showed that you bought it 2 weeks before Sadie Hawkins.
Oh, yeah, no, I can explain. That's for tax evasion purposes.
Tax evasion purposes.
Yeah, so...
Darnell, I run a school here. I don't know if you know what that's like to run a public school.
Yeah, I went to a school once.
Okay, so I'm going to assume you're familiar with some of the basics. Needless to say, I have to answer to a lot of people in the government, and the last thing I need is dealing with somebody whose main focus is tax evasion.
Yeah, no, I totally understand where you're coming from and everything, okay?
The man you hired, by the way, did not play one song.
Yeah.
And a cappella sang 3.5 hours during Sadie Hawkins.
Yeah, he's my girlfriend's brother. He just got out of penitentiary.
I'm sorry, you have a girlfriend?
Well, yeah.
I apologize, that's...
Yeah, no, I'm sorry? What do you mean I have a girlfriend?
No, it's nothing, I just...
What's so surprising?
It's just that the ascot and the low-cut shirt and the glasses.
Yeah, I have a kid, Darnell, too. Okay, and
I'm sorry, Darnell.
Yeah, I got a picture of him in my wallet here.
That's not necessary.
There's Darnell 2 right there. That's my son.
Okay,
To
be honest, that looks like a cutout picture of your face, modern day, attached to a 7-year-old's body.
He is very mature for his age, so he look older than he is.
I'm sorry,
okay.
I don't think that's the way genetics work. I apologize for making the assumption that you are homosexual. I'm not saying you are. Just definitely.
It's a little insulting just to tell you that. Think that I would be gay. What do I do that is gay?
Again, the ascot and the low cut shirt, the purple pants kind of add a little bit of zest to your look. And like I said, the star shaped sunglasses are very indicative of homosexual movement during the 1980s. And I just assumed that was a deliberate illusion you were trying to make.
You know what assumption does, right?
I'm aware with the adage, yes.
Yeah. It makes us not truly understand the situation.
I don't think that's
as
the
is.
You're looking for.
If you assume something about somebody else, then you're not getting the proper information about them, and you are creating assumptions based on that misinformation.
I'm going to need the $6,000 back that we gave you for the Sadie Hawkins.
Yeah, that's okay, because I'm a multi-billionaire.
My
yacht's about to come pick me up, go to Cayman Islands for the month.
We're near the San Bernardino Municipal Water District headquarters. There is no way a yacht is coming to pick you up.
Yeah, it rides on the... So, you know the aqueducts?
I'm aware of the California aqueducts.
It rides on top of the aqueducts.
Okay. Darnell, I'm going to need you to pay us back the money now before you leave the office, please.
Yeah, about that.
Can you please put down the paperweight that you just grabbed off my desk?
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm just admiring it. So you, okay. All right.
Those are my credentials. Please don't straighten out my credentials. They're fine.
No, it's fine. Okay, well, I'm going to head out now, and I'll see you later.
Actually,
I owe you. Here's an IOU. Here, write that down there. Darnell owes, what's your name? Principal guy, $6,000. Okay, there you go.
Principal Prickleston. This IOU has no validity, Darnell.
Yeah.
I see it. Please don't look at it repeatedly, gesturing to it. I see it on my desk. It's an IOU. It has no value.
Yeah, but, oh my God, what's that?
You're looking straight at me.
Sadie Hawkins is one of the most important dances of the year.
So important that students will do anything to get in.
Sadie Hawkins. It's better than prom, for sure.
I am the great Sadie Hawkins. Come to my dance. It's groovy.
Yeah, Sadie Hawkins. We're your minions, and we're down to rock it all night long.
Sadie Hawkins.
Come to the one place where your parents won't give a fuck.
Sadie Hawkins.
Sadie Hawkins.
Sadie Hawkins.
Chicks ask out, but dudes take them in.
And lights up.
Oh, I wanted the. I think we missed the 3C.
No, we skipped over that one.
Because
we're already pretty much at time.
I was really liking the three scenes. I was really hoping that you would throw me more of just like more innuendo that I could just get completely wrong.
Yeah.
I felt like I was channeling Casey Gardner right there.
All right, guys. Well, thanks so much for listening to the 6th episode of As Inc. I hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions you'd like to put in our bowl of things to do, or in lieu of keeping them to yourself, you can email them to as.inc.prov@gmail.com. You can also subscribe to us via iTunes and rate and review us on there and tell your friends. Until next time, we will see. I am signing out. That was me signing out.
Okay. Then we, the first couple times, do...